MacDonald Observatory was one of the few observatories in the world that continued its research throughout the COVID pandemic. To keep visitors safe, though, we had to pause our public programs. That chopped our income from ticket fees and gift shop sales, which helped support Stardate Radio. Consider supporting Stardate through an online contribution today. Details at stardate.org. Stardate August 5th. A trio of rovers is looking for evidence of life on the red planet, past or present. One of them is even gathering samples that might one day be returned to Earth by a follow-up mission. That would give scientists a chance to study the samples with the most advanced technologies on Earth. In the 1990s, scientists studied a Mars rock with the most advanced technologies of the time. And 25 years ago this week, they reported finding evidence of life. The rock was a Mars meteorite. It formed more than 4 billion years ago when lava on Mars cooled and solidified. It was blasted into space about 16 million years ago when an asteroid slammed into Mars. The rock fell to Earth in Antarctica 13,000 years ago. It was discovered in the Allen Hills in 1984, so it was named ALH-84001. Scientists discovered that it came from Mars by measuring tiny air bubbles in the rock. Gases in the bubbles matched those in the Martian atmosphere. NASA scientists spent years analyzing tiny fragments of the rock. A combination of several findings hinted that the rock held evidence of ancient microscopic life, a stunning discovery. Soon, though, other scientists looked at pieces of ALH-84001 as well. Most of them concluded that the evidence of life had been produced by chemical or geological processes, not by Martian bugs. Yet the debate about the meteorite continues. More about that tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.